Hello, 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 and welcome to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People online course. This is your instructor, Dean Bakari, and I am so beyond excited and grateful that you're here joining me throughout the next 12 lessons, during which we're going to be covering the key insights, the big ideas, the actionable insights from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Now, to say that living the 7 Habits has transformed my life dramatically would be a dramatic understatement. Like, at the age of 19, I was overweight, I was unhealthy, I was failing my classes in school. I was constantly tired, I had no goals, and I was barely scraping by financially. Didn't know what I wanted to do with my career, and I constantly blamed others when things didn't go my way. I took absolutely no responsibility whatsoever for my circumstances at that stage of my life. In short, I was on a one-way flight to nowhere. And then one night, things changed for me, luckily and gratefully. While I was walking back to my apartment after a fraternity party, I noticed this book lying face down on the sidewalk. I remember stopping. It was around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I looked at the book facing down. I kicked it face up so I could see the cover. And lo and behold, it was a dirty old copy of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I remember looking at the cover. I remember noticing the subtitle of the book. It said, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change. Powerful Lessons in Personal Change. My initial impulse was actually to toss the book back down to the ground and continue walking back home. But for some reason, I couldn't let go of that subtitle. Powerful Lessons in Personal Change. What does that even mean? I remember thinking. Powerful lessons in personal change. Well, I remember thinking to myself, I need change and I need to know how to make that happen. How do I make those changes happen? How can I get myself to take action on the changes that I want? Because my life does not look anything like I'd like it to at this stage of my life. So I held on to the book and I continued walking back to my apartment. Now, a full month later, I was picking up a pile of clothes from the corner of my room when I found my copy of The 7 Habits buried under a mountain of dirty laundry. And that is when I finally began to read it. And I remember the more I read, the more I began to realize that, you know, if I wasn't happy with the way my life was turning out, I could actually do something about it. I was the one that was in charge. I could program myself and my mind and decide what I wanted. Nobody had ever taught me those types of things before. And the more I read, the more I learned. And eventually, slowly, I began to envision a new life for myself. One in which I was no longer out of shape. One in which I was no longer feeling tired all the time. One in which I was no longer failing my classes and looking at an empty bank account. One in which I was no longer aimless and purposeless. About a year after that, I had lost the weight and transformed myself physically. And for the first time in my adult life, I remember looking in the mirror and actually feeling good about myself. Another year after that, I'd managed to raise my GPA, eventually graduating with honors. Then I learned how to organize my life and set goals and take action. Then by my mid-20s, I began to shape my life's purpose. And that's when things really started to transform for me. Then by age 30, I'd made my first million. And now, at the age of 36, I'm living the kind of life that no one would have imagined was anywhere near the realm of possibility for me if they were to encounter the 19-year-old version of me from way back then. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Well, it's not to impress you. It's really to help you understand and to impress upon you that I want you to know that no matter where you are in life, no matter how many times you failed, no matter how wide that gap may be between where you are now and where you want to be, no matter how bleak you believe your future looks. Change is possible. If you're alive, you're capable. You're capable of making the changes you want to make. And in this course, you're going to learn how to use the same powerful lessons in personal change that I've put to use in my own life to make the changes you want to make in your own life. Not because you'll take the same path that I took, but because the 7 habits are built upon a foundation of principles that are both timeless and enduring. In fact, the bigger the changes you want to make, the more helpful the principles you're about to learn are actually going to be. So, what are you going to learn about specifically in this course? Well, you'll learn about how to cultivate a truly successful life by focusing on building a strong foundation built upon living by principle, priority, and unshakable character. You'll learn about the keys to building mutually beneficial personal and professional relationships. You'll learn practical strategies for creating the life you desire. You'll learn about how to see the paradigms in your life as maps and how to shift them in order to make incredible changes and improvements in your life. You'll also learn how to unlearn your most destructive and stifling habits. We'll also talk about how to master the 7 habits of highly effective people in order to live a more fulfilling and productive life, and much, much more. Now, the first 3 habits, being proactive, starting with the end in mind, and putting the most important things in life first, are what Covey calls personal victory habits in the book. And then habits 4, 5, and 6 dive into how to be successful in our interactions with others, how to inspire and influence. Right? These habits focus on working towards win-win situations, right? And seeking to understand others before trying to make them understand you. And it's also about learning to be collaborative and creative. And then finally, the 7th habit deals with taking good care of your body, mind, your spirit, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually nurturing yourself so that you're fully capable of putting habits 1 through 6 into action and reaping their wonderful benefits in your own life as well. Now, throughout the lessons in this course, we're going to get into some practical tips and actionable insights on how to make each of the 7 habits part of your own daily life, as well as how to put them to use to achieve a higher level of success, both personally as well as professionally. But for now, let me give you a quick overview of each of the 7 habits. Habit 1 is be proactive. This is about the power of choice. Being proactive is about more than taking initiative, right? It's about accepting responsibility for our own behavior, past, present, and future, and making choices based on principles and values rather than on moods or circumstances. Proactive people are agents of change and choose not to be victims, not to be reactive, and not to blame others. Instead, proactive people choose to take responsibility and become the creative force within their own lives, which is the most fundamental decision anyone ever makes in the first place. And they do this by developing and using 4 unique human gifts: self-awareness, conscience, imagination, and independent will, and by taking an inside-out approach to creating change. And we're going to dive into this in detail in our upcoming lessons. But that's a quick snapshot of habit 1. Let's dive into habit 2, which is begin with the end in mind. Now, all things are created twice: first mentally, second physically. Individuals, families, teams, organizations, you, me, we all shape our own future by creating a mental vision and purpose first for any project, any endeavor, any goal that we're working on. People that begin with the end in mind, right? They don't just live day to day without a clear purpose in mind. They mentally identify and commit themselves to the principles, values, relationships, and purposes that matter most to them. Now, a mission statement is the highest form of mental creation for any individual, any family, any organization. It's the primary decision that we make because it governs all of our other decisions. And when you're guided by a strong purpose, you can use that as a funnel, a filter of sorts to help you decide, okay, this is going to work for me. This isn't going to work for me. This is what I want to do. This is what I don't want to do. We'll dive into all of that when we get into the lesson on habit two. But for now, that's a quick snapshot for you. Let's move on to habit number three, put first things first. Now, putting first things first is what Covey calls the second or physical creation. It's about organizing and executing around your priorities, around the mental creation. That is your purpose, vision, values, and your most important priorities, right? Second things don't come first. First things do not come second. The main thing with habit three is to keep the main thing the main thing. Right? It's about prioritizing. Individuals, organizations, focus first on what matters most, right? Urgent or not. We're going to dive into this when we get into our lesson on putting first things first, habit three, later on in the course. Habit number four, think win-win. Thinking win-win is really a frame of mind and a frame of heart that seeks mutual benefit. And it's based on mutual respect in all of our interactions. It's about thinking in terms of abundance, an ever-expanding pie, a cornucopia of opportunity, wealth, and resources, rather than thinking in terms of scarcity and adversarial competition. It's not about thinking selfishly, which is win-lose, or like a martyr, which is lose-win when you sacrifice yourself. But instead, it's about thinking about a situation or solution that is a benefit to everybody involved. Right? It's about thinking in terms of we rather than me. Thinking win-win encourages conflict resolution. It helps us seek mutually beneficial solutions. It's about sharing information. It's about sharing power. It's about sharing recognition, sharing rewards. Habit number five, seek first to understand and then to be understood. When we listen with the intent to understand others rather than with the intent to reply, that's when we begin true communication and relationship building. When other people feel understood first, that's when they feel affirmed. That's when they feel valued. And that is when their defenses are lowered and opportunities to speak openly and to be understood then come much more naturally and easily. Now, seeking to understand takes kindness. Seeking to be understood takes courage. Effectiveness lies in balancing the two. Habit number six, synergize. Now, synergy, as cheesy of a word as it may sound like, is about producing a third alternative. Not my way, not your way, but a third way that's better than either of us would have come up with individually. It's the fruit of mutual respect, of understanding, and even celebrating one another's differences in solving problems and seizing opportunities. Now, synergistic teams and families thrive on individual strength so that the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. Right? Relationships like this and teams like this renounce defensive adversarialism, which is kind of like a 1+1=2. They don't settle on compromise, which is 1+1=1.5. And they don't settle on cooperation either, which is 1+1=2. They instead go for creative cooperation, which is 1+1=3 or more. And then finally, habit number seven, sharpen the saw. Sharpening the saw is about constantly renewing yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. These are your four core human needs. All of us are born with these four core human needs. And sharpening your saw is about doing something on a daily basis to maintain or enhance yourself across all four of these dimensions. This is the habit that increases our capacity to live all of the other habits of effectiveness. So that's a quick overview for you of the seven habits, right? Habit one, be proactive. Number two, begin with the end in mind. Habit number three, put first things first. Habit four, think win-win. Habit number five, seek first to understand. Habit number six, synergy. And number seven, sharpen the saw. I'm excited to dive into all of these with you in this course on the seven habits. And in our next lesson, you'll get your downloadable workbook for this course as well, which you can print out and write inside of, or you can fill out when you've got exercises to engage in. You can just type right inside of the fields that I've created for you and add it in the workbook as well, if you'd prefer to do that. So thank you very much for joining me here on this 12-lesson journey on the seven habits of highly effective people. And I am so pumped and so excited to dive into these with you. So I'll see you again in our next lesson.